Hello everyone, this is Monsef Asker and thank you so much for joining us today in this new call of Your Divine Uniqueness. We're happy to connect with you again here on this really beautiful space. So thank you so much for your presence, and also very excited that Carol Kepler is back on the show. I think she's been with us a few times before during this season, and also the one before. And I really love the message that she brings, and also the energy work that she brings with her, like the scans and energy healing that she does remotely, and also with Alt Water, the water medicine that she creates. And that's, I received like really, really amazing feedback from you who used her systems. And I'm really, really excited that she's back today, especially in these times. And I'm really looking forward about the information that she will bring. It will be about healing the planet with water, and like creating order out of chaos. And she will bring some really, really important information about that, about the power of water. And she will be sharing about many things, about her formulas and using water and the field clearance, and also like boosting our immune system, and so many other things. And also toward the end, we will have she will guide us on a divine prayer to ease anxiety or fear or any worries about abundance. And also we'll have a Q&A, so you'll be able to ask your questions. So for that, you can, as always, raise your hand by pressing star 2 if you are on the phone or the web call, or you can type in your questions on the question box, which is on the webcast page. For those of you who are new to Carol, she is a master energy intuitive educator and a pioneer in the field of energy medicine, and she's the founder of Alt Water system. With that, Carol, welcome to the show. We're happy to have you with us today.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. I know that all of us have great concerns because of what's going on in the planet right now. And I think that energy is going to change, and we are going to be able to see a healing of the planet with water. You just wait. I see a way out of the chaos that has been presented with that the problem of COVID-19, the coronavirus. And my thought is that the panic that people are feeling is because they don't know what COVID-19 is all about. And because of that, there's a lot of fear. And what happens when your body is in fear, when your life is in danger? Your pH goes acid. And one thing about that is that an acid pH is the perfect terrain for germs, for any kind of germ to grow, microbe to grow. It needs to have an acid body. And that is probably the people that are dying, all of these thousands and thousands. I don't even know how many. It's frightening, just even the numbers. They are people who are not well, and being unwell, their bodies would have an acid pH. And so really the answer to that problem is to bring the body back to alkaline. And that's what we are all about. If they had called this the flu instead of COVID-19, it probably wouldn't have hit people as hard. They wouldn't have been as frightened. And we have a nurse on staff, and so we were talking about that. And she said, do you know that there are two strains of flu? She said the first strain is not very serious, and the second strain is very serious, and they call it strain A and strain B. And I said, could there be a strain C of flu, thinking that maybe it is a new strain of just the ordinary flu? And I like the idea that the strain C starts with COVID, C for COVID-19. And she said, yeah, it might be a strain that they have never discovered as yet. And these problems that we're having on the planet with not just the toxicity that's in the air, water, and soil, but the diseases that have no known cause and no known cure. That's what the scary part is. And COVID-19 fits into that category. So it has produced a lot of fear and panic on the planet. So I know that with the kinesiology that we use, and some people do the muscle testing, and some people use the medallion. Not medallion. I use my medallion. It's hanging around my neck, so that's really easy. But I do have a pendulum, a beautiful pendulum, and actually it has the world is hooked onto the chain. And when I shake it, I can hear little musical sounds inside that little golden world. So that's my what I use for a pendulum. And I know a lot of people on your shows are very intuitive, and we need to talk a lot about that too, because this is going to be very important in the future. On the planet right now, there are only 10% of us that are sensitive. And you are one of the sensitive, Monsep. So am I. There are 10% of us. And 1% of that 10% are Susies. We made that up because the nurse on our staff couldn't use the regular system that we had for 20 years, 30 years. So we had to develop a system for her because she was sensitive, ultra sensitive, and empathic. I didn't know there were such people. So we developed a little, instead of a 13-week program for people who are sensitive and also for the strong persona. There, 90% of the planet is strong persona. These are the head of companies. They're smart. They use their intelligence to figure things out. When you're sensitive, we go straight to source. We use our intuition. We can plug into source and real answers. We don't have to figure them out. So that's kind of neat of us. But yeah, only 1% of the 10% sensitives are these Susies. Sensitive, ultra sensitive, empath, S-U-S-E. And you're one. You're one of those very, very special ones. And we tried sending you one of our little 5-week systems, and it got lost somewhere along the line. So we're going to do that again so you can try it out yourself. So what we can do now is we can talk about what this COVID-19 is doing to people. And I think if we have some information, it isn't so scary. So they have, in the newspapers and on the news, they talk about the big numbers, the huge numbers. And I think President Trump called them fake news at the beginning. He's not saying that very much anymore. But the numbers are just, even the numbers are frightening, and the number of deaths are frightening, and the stories that are coming out about that. And one of the things that is helpful to us who are in working with our health and doing natural things, not medications, we're using herbs and other naturals to be well, good food, positive thinking, you know, all of those good things. We have an aura. And the aura goes around the head, over the head, and around the body. So the aura around the head is a shield for your head and for your brain specifically. And then the aura around your body is called the etheric shield. So I have an auric shield over your head and an etheric shield around your body, which is kind of egg-shaped. Interestingly enough, I've had my picture taken with an aura camera, and it's really fascinating if you have a chance ever to do that. You can actually see the aura. The photography does show the aura, and it comes in a lot of different colors, and each color means something different. So it's a fascinating thing if you can ever get one done with an aura camera. And the aura is protective of your body. And I'm going to tell you what a good aura is about a mile wide. My aura is a mile wide. An aura that is an extra special aura is the one of the Dalai Lama. I understand his aura is 3 miles wide, and he hasn't done any of our program, so he is really a very special person. So, but my aura and the people who have used our formulas, their auras are all a mile wide. I like that. That's average. So I want to tell you what happens to the aura in this world that we live in right now. The aura can be damaged, and if the aura can be damaged here, let me see if I can remember the ways that it can be damaged. It can be damaged by an operation where they cut through your aura. It can be damaged by a terrible accident, or even like playing football and having the being smashed the way these guys are when they play football, or an accident, that damages the aura. So your protective shield is not what it should be. Also, extreme heat. And so that's why if you're caught on the desert, out here in Arizona, temperature is by Sunday is going up to 100 degrees. And that isn't even hot because it gets higher than that, 110, 120. So there's a lot of air conditioning here. But if you got caught out in the desert with the heat and no water, that heat would destroy your aura. Also, extreme cold. And I'm thinking where you're living, where there is ice on the lakes or ponds, probably lakes, where you might be ice skating or walking or playing the kids, and they crash through the ice into the icy cold water, and it takes some time for someone to help you get out. That intense cold also damages the aura. So let me think if I can think of anything else. I think that rather does it. You get the idea that if your aura is damaged, then trauma. Let me tell you that. Trauma is really important easy way for the aura to be damaged. And interestingly enough, it might be not trauma from this lifetime, but trauma from past lives. So many people have that problem and no one thinks about it, but it's real. It's very real. And for instance, when I was going through the healing process, and healing is repair, is cleansing, first cleansing the cells, then once the cells are cleansed, they can repair. And once they're repaired, they have to regenerate. And so the regeneration process is not comfortable, does not feel good. It's at the end of the program. And a lot of the discomfort is from past lives, and people don't know it. In other words, I had a woman who had intense pain for 6 years. She was older, in her 70s, for 6 years. And she said it was because she had a little accident, a fender bender. And, you know, not a serious accident. And there is a book, I have it on my desk right now. It's called The Trauma Spectrum. A spectrum is a scale. The Trauma Spectrum, and it's by, let me see if I can see here, a Dr. Scary, and oh no, it isn't scary, it's scarer, S-C-A-R-E-R. And he said it's the hidden wounds of our body. They can be from past lives. And what happens is she was in pain, and there's nothing that could help. Even medications were not covering the pain. And she would call me very, very often and tell me she's still in pain, she's still in pain. And one day I thought to say to her, and that had to be intuition, that there are many kinds of pain. There's physical pain, there's mental pain, there's emotional and psychological and spiritual pain. And they, each one of them are real, and a lot of them are from past lives. And so we have been able to take each one of these new things that we learn, and we're constantly learning new things. It's taken 40 years. I'm 86 right now, and I started when I was about 50. So we're just about 40 years into this. I keep on learning. One of the things I just learned a little bit ago was, for a lot of years, the first years, I always checked a person's infections. And I got a number. I could say our scale starts at negative 900 at the bottom of it, and most people come in there at negative 900. And at the in the middle of it is a zero, which is not good, not bad. It's, you know, it's just there as a midpoint. And on the right side of that scale, it's like a yardstick. On the right side of that scale are all the positive numbers, positive 10, positive 30, which is where Olympic champions run, by the way, at only positive 30. We have gone to, the scale is made to go to 100%. By three medical people for me when I was teaching seminars. Three medical people said, you can't tell people plus and minus 10. You have to have a scale. So the scale went to 100%, and pretty soon our people started going beyond that. So we relinquished the scale to off the charts. They went beyond that, and we used a little triple infinity sign with one more loop to go beyond that number, because there aren't numbers anymore. They're too big. Beyond that is filling in the three little loops. It looks like a three-leaf clover to be triple, 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 and that goes to 100%. That's how deep and how far our people are healing, and that's really exciting. We have a lot of scientists and researchers who've been very interested in what we were doing, and a couple of the names I'm going to throw out to you because you might know of them, Bill Tiller. Dr. Bill Tiller is a researcher. He was in The Secret, which a lot of people have seen. Also, Rustam Roy, he was a water research scientist at Penn State University in Pennsylvania, and he even came and visited us and wanted to know what we were doing, because he was really interested in the fact that we could transfer frequencies into water, and so that people could use them instead of medications, there isn't a medication that is not a chemical, so they're all toxic. So Dr. Rustam Roy, you know, so we've learned a lot from them also. So what I want to tell you is what we have just learned recently. We have learned about quantum healing. And I get a lot of things as I awaken, and for instance, for two mornings, I woke up with a dark background and slices of white bread floating in the air against the dark sky. And the second morning when that happened, I thought, what does that mean? And when you ask the question, you're going to get an answer, and if you're intuitive. And so I got the answer. When I said, what does that mean? I said, why is it white bread? And the answer was, because grains are brown. Why is the bread white? Because they bleach it. So that's why white bread is negative 1,000 toxic. And people eat it because I guess it tastes good and it's nice and soft and squishy. And they are not well, because their poisoning then is at negative 1,000 from the white bread. By the way, the same thing happens with sugar. The sugar that is bleached is white, and then there is tan sugar that is natural and palm sugar. and agave and honey, and they all have color. So this is really exciting to know when you're trying to get well and what you're doing is eating as close to nature as possible. Those are a couple of things you want to get out of your diet is white sugar and white bread. So we have we've been learning about quantum healing. I woke up one morning with that word in my mind, quantum healing, and I didn't really know what it was. It was 3:15 in the morning. I'm sorry, 3:13. I remember that day on my digital clock. So I got up and went into my library, and I pulled a book by Dr. Claude Swanson that was all about energy healing and the universe. And I found a little bit in the back of that book. I did hear him speak. I also found a book by Deepak Chopra, and he, in fact, his book was called Quantum Healing, and I learned a lot from that too. So I took a formula from my singles line. We have a singles line of 40 formulas that are just separate formulas, and they're for all kinds of different things. This one was called Quantum Force, and I thought, why don't I just take that formula and add to it? That formula now has hundreds of thousands of frequencies in it. And your body is so wise that through the protein mucous membrane lining of your mouth and esophagus and GI tract, your whole GI tract, every time you take a swallow of frequency water, energy imprinted water, you're through the lining of your mouth and all the way down are read only the frequencies you need. So if the formula has 100,000 frequencies in it, and by the way, when I had one formula that had 2,500 frequencies in, I called one of our scientists that we work with, and I said, what's the top on frequencies they can add to a formula? And he was really quiet. And then he said, you know what? There's probably no limit. And we have found this is true. Some of our formulas have closed up, and our maintenance formulas have closed up with thousands and thousands of frequencies, hundreds of thousands probably. And so with this new formula, Quantum Force, I was able to add all of the new things that we have been learning now. And quantum, just the word quantum has a meaning. I have a definition now. Quantum energy healing is a natural healing method that utilizes your body's own life force energy to bring about optimal wellness. That energy flows through your body, and it's the same energy that sustains all living things, as explained by quantum physics. So quantum physics is the first thing I thought of. What do I know about that? I have no science background. Quantum physics means all of the teeny little things that they don't understand, and they have called them strange names. They call them quarks and string theory. They don't have any names that really explains what they are. And so we work with a cellular biologist who helps me with a lot of these things. And he wrote a paper about what we were doing, about 20 pages with a lot of expert research at the end of it. And he calls it tiny infinity to large infinity. I think that was the name of it. I don't have it in front of me. And so the smallest infinity is where we work. That's where energy medicine works. And the largest infinity is, of course, on beyond the universe. And we work there, and we work in past lives also. So all of that is scientific that I can't say that I really understand. But let me tell you a little bit about quantum healing that we're working with right now, and that formula that is called Quantum Force, and it's healing beyond, and we don't even know how far out that is. I know through studying quantum healing that It is that our body has an innate, I-N-N-A-T-E, innate healing system. Your body knows how to heal. It was designed to self-heal. And animals do quite well at that. You know, if they have a hurt, they lick it and lick it and lick it. And the apparently the saliva has a healing power. And so we have forgotten that we have, your body has a way of knowing how to heal itself. And so we use medications, and all that does, medications are chemicals. And I like to say, my dad was a master mechanic, so I like to say, fill the radiator, the gas tank, and the battery of your car with carrot juice and see how well your car runs. So what we're doing is we're taking chemicals and putting in that carrot juice would make us really, really healthy. A lot of people do juicing and juice fasting. And in fact, I cleared cancer when I was diagnosed with that when I was 50. That's 36 years ago. Cleared cancer in 6 weeks with juice fasting, with carrot, beets, spinach, parsley, celery, and green apples, three meals a day. And I was able to clear with all natural things cancer, uterine cancer. So this innate healing system kicked in because I was using natural things to, and my body understood that. Right now, quantum healing is the same thing, only we've ratcheted up a little bit now because we know about things, as I said, about infinite healing and the tiny healing that goes so deep into the body that doctors don't even understand that. In fact, when we started this 40 years ago, they laughed at us. They laughed. And there was one natural restaurant in town. It was called Good Earth. Now they're on every corner. They're side by side. And restaurants that didn't do natural things are putting natural in. They're doing burgers that are made with textured vegetable protein and other things that are all natural. This is wonderful. It's about time that this happened. It's taken 40 years on our part. So your body, if we know that the body is designed to self-heal and that there is a life force that throws in through it, and it knows how to do that, and we are calling it quantum healing, that obviously there's nothing that won't heal, absolutely nothing. We have worked with, for 4 years, it took us to find Alzheimer's, how to clear Alzheimer's, and we have a man in Canada that has done that. It took us 4 years to learn how to do it with our natural formulas, and now we do have an answer. We just haven't put it out there yet, but we will. And dementia is really easy. It's just bad memory, but it's the same thing. It's scarring of the membranes of the cells. The cells have membranes. They have an outer coating, and as soon as that outer coating, the membrane is, as soon as it is scarred, it's hardened. Water can't get in. And your brain is the first thing that feels it because the brain cells amp hydroelectric energy for cellular self-repair. If the water can't get in, the brain just shuts down and you die. The brain is your computer of your body. It runs your whole body. And that's why Alzheimer's is such a strange disease. It's not understood. At all. And so, actually, I have donated my body to Banner Hospital. I've spent 7 years into the study right now because I want them to see what a 100-year-old person's body looks like. At 86, my bioenergy, my biological energy, that's how many years I am on Earth, my biological energy is 16. And all of our people get there. They all get at an age to a biological age of 16. That's a 1 and a 6. And that's fun because you can't feel your years. You don't feel any age. You can't feel any age at all. And that means you don't have to take any medications. You don't have to have any operations. You don't have to even have a doctor. I do not. My Cigna doctor is not making any money on us over here. And so we have found out that the worst thing that can happen to your body is electric. And I remember Magda Havas years and years ago. I went to a conference, small conference, private conference. I was invited to join it. And Magda Havas spoke. She is, I think, at Berkeley University, if I'm not mistaken. And she was talking about cell towers and cell phones and computers and saying that cattle that were on land that had underground wiring, they would be picking their feet up and because they could feel it through their hooves and their paws. And nobody knew what to do about it. And I think they still don't know what to do about it. So they kind of ignore it. But we have an energy scan. And the very first thing on the energy scan, the first thing is I checked your general health on that scale, negative 900 to zero to off the charts and beyond. And the first thing that I have is digital electric, which scars the mucous membranes, the membranes of your cells, and electromagnetic radiation, and 5G and Wi-Fi 6, all of those scar the cells. You have 75 trillion cells in your body. If they all get scarred, you don't last very long. I mean, the body starts breaking down because the cells can't get water into them. And by the way, water is so important. We have people who are almost well, and they are complaining because they haven't gotten well. So I have 10 deal breakers, and one of the deal breakers is that you don't drink enough water, or else maybe one lady said the doctor said that my cells are dehydrated, and she said it can't be. I'm drinking more than one quart of water a day. We say one quart a day if you're average size, or half your body weight in ounces of water. It is that important. And it needs to be pure water. And we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes here. Maybe I need more than an hour and a half, Monsef. I hope we can get through all of this. I have so much I want to share. Just a minute. So what I am saying is that if we can clear your energy field, and that's what the water formulas do, the first thing is a formula that we have that is called digital EMR clear. And I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. But we have an energy clearance that we can actually do to clear the electric from your house or your apartment or a whole apartment complex. As long as I'm doing apartment, I might as well do the whole complex. So I have people give me the address of the whole complex. I can clear that, and I do have a form for that, and we have that as one of your options. One of our options today is an energy field clearance of wherever you live. With your address, I can do that, and then I send you the form back so that you can see that it's done. Most people come in with a negative 100 electric energy in their home, and I can go through the house and tell you which room. I have a woman whose dog was ill, and we had two animals too. So, and the dog was very ill, and her house was very electric. And so I went through room by room, and when I got to the laundry, that was so electric. And she said, and I keep the door closed, and my dog sleeps in there at night. I said, okay, then we have to clear the animal of that electric because it is making him sick. So we can do that. The other things, let me just tell you what else is on that scan. It is called a request for energy field clearance. And not only do we do electromagnetic clearance, we do purification, which is used to neutralize negative or dark energy or bioplasma. We can do divine intervention. That's the prayer that we're going to do at the end of the show. Divine intervention is used for extremely serious issues like accidents and illness and dark energy and planetary or national events, probably Corona 19. We do protection, which provides an energetic protective bubble around a person or place or situation. We do detoxification, which cleans the air, toxins from the air, from water, from homes, including mold. So we can do that, and then we send it back to you, and we have it on a special on the show today. We send it back to you, telling you what you were before and what you are after we finish that clearance. I love to do that for people. It is like magic. It's like all of this is like magic. what we can do then, if we can take a little break here, I'm a little bit over my time. If we can take a little break here, for you, Monsef, is there anything that, you know what? Wait a minute. Maybe as long as we're talking about electric, why don't I do your option number one? Let me look here. Option number one is electric. So that would be really helpful if I did that one right now. We call it digital dash EMR, electromagnetic radiation, dash clear. And it stops the short circuiting in your body. And as long as we're talking about electric, this one is an amazing formula. I have made it so that it can be used by not just the sensitives who use our 13-week program to get well, or the strong persona people, but it also can be used by SUSEs. And the SUSEs are, you are SUSE. You're the sensitive, ultra-sensitive, and empathic type. So your body, even though it has both formulas in, it has the stronger one for electromagnetic radiation, and it has the digital one that has a lot of flower remedies and herbs in it that the sensitive can, their body can do. When you take that, even though it has both kinds of electric in, the really strong kind and dangerous kind and the very subtle electric, your body only reads the ones that it needs. It doesn't read the other ones. So as a SUSE, Monsef, your body would read the flower remedies that clear the electric and the herbal remedies that clear that, and not the strong ones for sensitives and that are the rest of the planet, the other 90% of the planet. So this is called Digital EMR Clear, and the damage that this does to the human system is amazing. The digital electric, your Wi-Fi, your cell phone, your cell towers, your smart meter, all of those things, the damage is, for one thing, people have trouble sleeping because at night, their aura that's over their head has been damaged, and so the electric has gotten to the brain, so they get mind chatter all night long, mind chatter, so that they can't sleep, and sometimes during the day, random thoughts, and mood swings, and brain fogs, and headaches, and your heart's an electrical organ, so this one is really important for your heart, unexplained fatigue and discomfort in your electrical devices. And the planetary or the new sun's radiation is the strong one. So that's in there as EMRs. It's different. A lot of anxiety and depression, and a very acidic system and digestive tract, muscle aches, respiratory distress, irritated mucous membranes, the cell walls. A lot of allergies there, hypersensitive of all your five senses. And ADD and ADHD, I think we could wipe that out. I would love to try that one. So that one is one of your options here. It is option number one, digital EMR clear.
Yes.
Option two is, I have it right here. It is the Maltese Medallion.
The Maltese.
This is so important. Go ahead. Do you have a question?
No, I wanted to say what was the option two. Yeah.
It is the Maltese Medallion. If I have twice forgotten to wear it, went out walking my dog and came back with electric from the sun, EMRs, electromagnetic radiation from the sun, After that, now I lay it by the sink. You don't have to wear it at night. It has to be at the heart chakra, and that's right in the middle of your chest. Or you guys, if you don't like to wear it around your neck, you can wear it in a pocket, a T-shirt that the pockets are the breast pockets. You can just pin it inside of that so that you don't have to wear it around your neck. Some ladies don't want to wear it either. I love to do that because people are always asking me about it. It's a fascinating piece of jewelry. It's called therapeutic, and it is different from every other piece of jewelry or amulet or rock that you hang around your neck. They may work for a little while, but they don't work all the time because eventually they keep on accumulating the electric, and pretty soon they don't work. And then you have a false sense of security because you think it's still working and it is not. This is the only piece, and we were told how to make it, so we have to have it made special. It is the picture is on, you've got the picture online of that. Beautiful. It deflects electric. And so as long as you can be out in the sun all day long, you can be in your car with its electric windows and motors, all of that. Your car is an electric box, and the electric cars are even worse. They're killers. So you can be around all that. Will not bother you one single bit if you wear this at heart chakra. At night, it's hard because it's all over the bed. I say you'd have to take a piece of duct tape and tape it to your heart chakra, which most people would not want to do. So, yes, the medallion is your option number two. This is a really exciting piece of therapeutic jewelry. And it's one that you, if people ask, you can share with them this and help them understand about electric a little bit more. Option number three is that energy field clearance that I just was talking about. And that one is really easy for me to do for even a whole big complex. Let me see. I guess that it's all of the electric all together in one spot. So let me take a little break from talking and let you talk, Monsef. Are there any questions from your audience or anything that I can answer that people didn't understand?
Yes. So on the webcast, it's more about personal experience, and also we have callers. So do we just take questions, or should it be related to this?
Yes, that would be good. Do we have someone?
Okay. So yes. Let's see. From South Carolina, phone number ending with 4288. You are.
Hi, this hello, is hello. Celeste.
Celeste?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
yes
I can.
Doing?
Go ahead.
Carol, I'm embarrassed to say that I bought a set of remedies bottles from you about 2 years ago. It was about $500
yes.
for the whole set.
Oh,
and,
bless your heart.
And I have not used it, and my daughter came to town and she tried to throw it away. I'm 66 years old and I had a hip operation. And I said, no, Carol said they still have the energy imprint and I'm not
absolutely
getting rid of them. I'm going to do this.
They last forever, sweetie. So I can tell you at age 50, I said they last forever. The only thing you can do to hurt them is to put them near a computer or they get too hot. That will damage them. All it does is scramble the frequencies, but this is not good.
Okay.
So yours are good.
Well, I'm going to call your office and ask them to send me the instructions for it, and I'm ready to do it now.
Okay. I can tell you what your bio age is, how many. You said your chronological age, how many years you're on the planet, 56? Okay, your bio age is 30. That's 5'6"?
I'm 66.
Oh, bless your heart. You're 66. Okay, your chronological age is not that bad. It's 30. 30. However, when you finish the program, your chronological age, your biological age will be 16, 1 and a 6.
Well, I can't wait for that.
And it's true. And I said to Monsef, you don't even feel your years. You can't pin an age on yourself. This is fun. Okay, sweetie, we'll be waiting for you to contact us.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bless your heart.
Oh, and Carol?
Yes?
Do you see something else that's in your offers today that maybe I should also be using?
I hope you have a medallion.
I don't. I've not got
one. You better get it, because after the first 3 weeks of one drop a day of the first formula, you will be taking electric back in again. You really need to have it. You really need to have
that,
sweetie. And it's one of the options today. Good girl.
Thank you. Thank
you. Okay, sure.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in. And, thank you also, Carol. Do we take a question from the webcast? Let's see. Okay, we have Jane from Minneapolis. Hi, Carol. My son and I are enjoying your systems. My 14-year-old Kokapu, Charlie, had what I believe was a stroke on Saturday morning. Her head is tilted to the left. Her eyes are going back and forth uncontrollably, and she can't walk. Wondering if you have any suggestions to support her.
Sweetie, I just sent you an email. I did a scan. We have PET scans, not just scans for energy scans for people, but for pets. And I did a scan for Charlie, and we can get Charlie well, and it's going to be well pet. And we have a beautiful mini kit is one of the options today. I think you need an emergency thing to get started. But one of the options, and let me see which one is it. Oh, it's option number 6, vet in a bottle. It is. If you could get just one bottle of Well Pet right now, it would pull him out of that. But the whole kit is a whole healing system for animals, and it is a beauty. But that will save Charlie's life. And I do have, I will get the scan out to you right away.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Carol. Yeah. Thank you, Jane. Let's see. We have a caller from Washington, phone number ending with 5969. Hello? It's 5969, Washington.
Hello. Yeah, this is Emma speaking. Yeah, I'm aware of your new formula for the additional pollution EMF that goes with one little formula. I'm already on the third week of your 12-week kit. So I wonder if I still can order one, even though I already passed the third week of it. Yeah.
Do you not have that in your system? You should have it in your system.
Okay.
That one. Do you have a medallion? You have to have a medallion.
Yes, I'm already on the, 12 weeks by kit.
Yes.
So I'm on the third week already with the additional pollution. And less than a week ago, I got an email that you have another formula that will be even more effective.
No. Yeah, the one you have is good. We just put two of them together. But do you have a medallion? Do you have the medallion because it's on sale today?
Yes, I have a mandolin. Yes, I just got it maybe about a week ago or more.
Okay.
And so that's the amount. I've been in I've been connected, oh. So your body has scanned me maybe even when I had a one-to-one session.
Good.
And
okay.
You might not remember my name is Emma, and I'm the one with the low vision. Really
okay,
bad.
I certainly do remember you, sweetie. Thank you. And everyone who's listening, if you can just work on the electric in your body, that is the most important thing that you could do right now, because the sun and all of your Wi-Fi stuff, that formula, which is which one? Oh, it's option number one, digital EMR clear. That does for both sensitives and also for people who are not as sensitive. That that formula will clear you, and option number two is the Maltese medallion. That's a really good combination, both of those. We tried to put in things that didn't cost so much because everybody is so strapped right now. We know that. And so all of these things are little things. But do get, if nothing else, get the medallion. Okay, what else?
Okay, so I'm okay just with the number one formula and the Mandelin together. So I would not need your new formula that just came out.
It's the same one.
I'm clear about that.
Yeah, just the same one. We just added to it. You have it. Okay, sugar. Bless you. Monsef, I want to share.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Take 2 hours more. Okay. Can we get started again?
Yes, of course. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Our newest formulas are so exciting. They are option, let me look here. Option four, it's three little formulas, and we had these already just finished before this COVID-19 hit, and so there is water pure, and they are water formulas, so three drops of this formula, and there are 1,050 drops in a 2 ounce bottle. So that's a lot of three drops. Three drops in a quart of water or all the way up to a gallon. Six drops to a gallon. This, if you had to drink tap water, which is not good, no matter how you look at it, if you had to drink tap water, you could make it drinkable and, in fact, good with three drops of this in to a gallon of tap water. So this is called Water Pure. And it is, it has just plain water full of vital life force energy. And it is the most important thing that you can do is have your water every day and have it to be clean. Okay, we also have Produce Pure. This one is fun. We did the Water Pure first. Produce Pure, I have used as I was experimenting with it. Three drops, again, in a plastic bowl, a glass bowl, or a ceramic bowl. If you put it in a metal, and a lot of people drink out of metal cups now because it keeps the water cold. Actually, water is better if it's room temperature for your body. It works better in your body than the icy cold water anyway. But if you put it in plastic, or glass, it will be safe. And so I put three drops in my, I have a big blue plastic bowl, put tap water in, put three drops of Produce Pure, put my vegetables in. You can put as many times as you want. I have put, you know, four or five batches in, taken them out. And they only take 30 seconds to clean all of the pesticides off of them. And one day I got busy and left them in for 3 minutes, and I thought, oh my gosh, I wonder what happens. So I checked them, and the frequencies were off the chart. I could have not gotten as good vegetables in the most expensive organic supermarket, as I got in these vegetables in a little Mexican store that has good produce, but it ramped it up. So I even put in potatoes and acorn squash, and it will ramp up anything that is that grows. An ear of corn, you want good, excellent frequencies to help your body heal. That's the way to do it. So that's the produce puree. And then in the little packet, there's one that came just in time. It was just before the COVID-19 thing. And it is a natural antiseptic. It is multi-purpose. You can spray it on a baby's pacifier or toys, or you can spray it on the baby's face. It doesn't matter. I took an article from the newspaper about disinfectants because people are so worried about that. It says these disinfectants can help you fight the coronavirus, the EPA says. So I looked at what they said. We Googled it, and it tells the name of the, let's see, the active ingredient, the product name, and then so I checked them all. And do they clean up the coronavirus? Not any one of them actually cleans up the coronavirus. They are disinfectants, yes, and they clean up other things, yes. And the other thing they had in common is they all were negative 1,000. So you're using a disinfectant that is poisoning you at the same time, or your animals at the same time. So that was a little piece of information. So we have all three of those together, and you can use them for anything. You will love experimenting with those. The other, so those are three, and they are option number four. So let me see what else I can tell you. So we still have a few minutes. Option number five is our forgiveness assist mini kit. And I'm going to add to that a burning bowl ceremony. It doesn't say that on there, but that's important too. There's so many people who are ill because they have unforgivenesses. And I can tell you, and it's part of the scan that goes along with it, I can tell you how many people in your life that you have not forgiven. So I'll tell you how many males and how many females, and when you, and I'll ask you what their first names are, because I can tell you yes, 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 and most everybody knows that. Okay, and so males, females, and also ourselves. We have to forgive ourselves a lot of times. And if you're sensitive, like Bon Seth and myself are, and so many of you are, it isn't that we've done anything to hurt anybody, but we have to forgive ourselves for not doing and saying what we should have said and done. And I can think of so many instances. So we write them down on a piece of paper. It tells you how to do that, and you burn them. And once you write them out, they're not in you anymore. They're on the paper through a pencil, natural lead. And once you burn them, all of that energy is gone, dissipated. So that is a beautiful part of this forgiveness assist kit. And it's something that keeps people sick, their unforgivenesses. So this is a beautiful system. It has in it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 formulas from our singles line. And each one does a little piece of that healing. You will love that one. The other one is option six is vet in a bottle, and we just talked a little bit about that one. People are spending thousands of dollars. I can't believe how much money they spend on their pets. The nurse on our staff, her little dog ran across a six-lane highway in front of their house and was hit by a car, just a little dog. And she screamed. They went over and picked up the dog, and, you know, they thought it was dead. They had that formula called Well Pet, and they used it right away on the dog, and he survived. She survived. It was a miracle. Actually, I think we have another couple of them in the testimonials. The cat, Dominique, his owner, is actually one of our gals that works here, and she did videos of that cat, and the cat was couldn't move. Its eyes were sunken in. It just laid there. It wouldn't eat, and she started it on the Well Pet system, and took videos of the cat getting well. When the cat came downstairs and wanted to be fed, they were in shock. So it is even will save a pet's life and absolutely save you hundreds of dollars, maybe even thousands of dollars, or maybe even having to put a pet down. So there are a couple of stories in there about animals. So that one is another mini kit, and it has in it the two Well Pet formulas, one to start your animal on, and the second one is once a week you put two half droppers in the animal's mouth or in their food, and so the bottle lasts a long time. It has 1,050 formulas in it, 1,050 frequencies in it, and so two half droppers. When I say half droppers, to squeeze the tube on the top, and it only comes up halfway. Two half droppers every weekend, either in a little tuna juice or yogurt or cottage cheese. Or my dog, I just told him to stick his tongue out, and he'd stick his little pink tongue out, and I put it right in his mouth. It's water, so it doesn't bother them a bit. Wow, okay. So we have a lot of options there. And I would love to spend some time telling you more about the formulas. These, how they're made and why they're different from anything else on the planet. The formulas were developed over these past 40 years. And I worked very close with all of our clients. Every time they had something that needed to be they needed to get well, I was able to research and find out what kind of frequencies I could put in to help them get well. So we have, right now, I think we have 13 binders, and they're 3 inches thick, with formulas that we have put in the formulas over the last 40 years. That's a lot of formulas, a lot of frequencies. And so what happens is they were designed to neutralize negative frequencies that show up on the physical level and the mental level and emotionally and psychologically and even spiritually. They are able to do all of that and even more. So the base for those formulas is a special water. It's called structured water or microcluster water, and it has a memory. The water has a memory. It's special. The small clusters in the water are hex-shaped, and they fit very easily into the pores of the cells. So it is a very, very special water that you are putting into your quart of water if you're normal weight. If you have extra weight on you, you need to do half your body weight in ounces of water in order to have your body function at the capacity, this higher capacity in getting well. Secondly, the formulas are programmed or imprinted with frequencies of multiple herbs and other naturals. There's no actual product in the water. It's just pure water. Only the frequencies or vibrations of the item that we have added. So there, besides the frequencies of words have frequencies, so we put in special frequencies of and it's in word form, but also a lot of minerals, a lot of herbs, flower remedies, and even desert plants. All of those are in these formulas. Thirdly, the formulas contain the imprints anywhere from 120 imprints to thousands, and we've mentioned that, thousands of them. They were designed to match the most subtle electric of the human harmonic electric body. We have a human harmonic electric body. How do you know it's electric? You walk across a rug and you touch something and it sparks. You take a balloon, and kids love this one, and you rub the balloon on the hair, and the hair stands up on the head and tries to reach for the balloon. That's static electric. Your body is human harmonic electric body. That's why the electric from Wi-Fis and computers and your cell phones and all of these things, and the sun, why it is so harmful to your body. It damages your human harmonic electric body. The formats are also made through a vortex process. It's a very special process. And as I said, in a base of structured or microcluster water, that is really important. And they're so easy to use. All you have to do is put them in water and drink them. And that also makes you realize that you need to finish that quart of water. And for little children, of course, it's a lot less. We have babies. Oh, we have a baby in Brazil that has, the mother was on the product before she had the child. And then when the baby was born, the baby's been on the formulas. This baby is so healthy. It is totally amazing. Babies aren't born healthy anymore. They are because of all the toxins in medications and everything else that we breathe and eat and touch, babies are really not healthy. So if you are thinking of getting pregnant or wanting to have a healthy baby, I would start now and get your own health up before you have your child. Okay, let me tell you about a little bit about the formulas. We have simple do-it-yourself systems. The little mini kits are very, very simple. Do-it-yourself, just five or six formulas in those. We just said they're water-based, so they don't have any taste. So for animals or for children, I can remember when one of my grandsons, who's now studying to be a researcher in medicine, when he was 6 months old, he was ill. He was sick, and we were using herbs, and I had to give him garlic, and it was so horrible, garlic oil. It was so horrible. We don't have to do that now. The formulas are water-based, no problem. You can put them directly in the mouth or in a little bit of water and have them drink them. Directly in the mouth is easy for animals and children. Non-allergenic, got allergies, no problem. In fact, they help take the allergies away. They're safe even for newborns, and so you can give them to the same formula, the same amount for a newborn baby or for the father. They would still be they'd still use the same 10 half droppers a day for the baby or for the father. Amazing. No pills. It's easy to use. And I think it probably is the first water-based system on the planet. And the neatest thing is it only needs to be used once in a lifetime. You never, ever, ever have to do it again. And when you buy any of these systems, they can be used by several people because you never use all of them up anyway. So the one thing is there is a preventive maintenance that comes with each one, and that you have to use for a lifetime, or else you go right back to where you were at the very beginning. It doesn't take very long. As soon as you step out in the sun or as soon as you put your cell phone up to your ear, you're right back again where you started at negative 900 electric. So we have all kinds of preventive prevention in these formulas, and we have been doing this for some 40 years, and we are still coming up with new formulas, and we will have more new to share with you later on. So if you take a look at all of these options, and none of them are very expensive, and you might even be interested in doing a couple or three of them, we would love to work with you and hear from you. We have no charge for sending us an email, and I can send an email back with answers for you once you get on one of these options. So is there anything else I need to tell our people out there? Any of you have questions that I can answer?
Yeah, there is a question from Chrissy from Ohio. She said, I have an ionized alkaline water. Is that acceptable to use with the alt waters?
And I'm sorry, I missed that first part. She has what?
Ionized alkaline water.
Ionized, and is that good to use? Is that what she's asking?
Yeah, this is what I understand.
Yes, that's good. This is a good question. You can't use it in distilled water. It doesn't work in distilled water, and it doesn't work in tap water. But if you cleaned up the tap water with the little clear water pure, you could then use it in tap water. I don't know. I have a really bad feeling about drinking tap water, even if it is clean. Actually, I'm going to do an experiment. I'm going over to a pond that is near our home here in Phoenix, and they have ducks in the pond. So there are feathers and all kinds of other things in there, I'm sure. I am going to bring some water back this weekend, and I'm going to try the water pure to see. What if you took it on a camping trip and you got lost and you had that with you and you were dying of thirst and there was a brook and you wouldn't think that, you know, maybe I shouldn't drink that water? Actually, if you're dying of thirst, you probably would drink it anyway. If you put your water pure in, you could, I want to make sure that even the worst water you could drink. It may look muddy, but maybe it isn't toxic. But yeah, just not tap water and not what did we just say? Tap or distilled. Otherwise, all of the other waters are good. Another question? That was a good one. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Christy. And let's invite a caller. So we have a caller from Midland, phone number ending with 8866. Hello?
Yes. Hi, this is Mary. How are you doing, Lisa?
Hi, Mary. Yeah, great. Thank you.
And hello, Kara.
Hello, and this is Mary?
Yes, it is.
Very good. Okay.
I did your starter kit, I don't know, about 8 or 9 years ago, I think now, and I've been on the maintenance power 1 and 2 for a while. And
good.
I just did your usening set a couple of months ago. I think there were about
good.
5 bottles in there. And I just wondered if you can see if there's anything else that I need to be doing. I keep forgetting to wear my medallion. I know I need to do that.
All righty, you got that one. I'm going to do your digital. Let me do your digital electric since you mentioned it, and your EMRs,
okay.
Electromagnetic radiation from the sun. Your general health is 99%, so you're doing really well. Your digital electric
great.
Is negative 100. That bottoms out with digital. And the EMRs,
yeah,
electromagnetic
okay.
radiation from the sun, is negative 900, sweetie. So if
okay.
you did this, you have digital, the option one is digital EMR clear. That's a, we put both
okay.
formulas together for the sensitives and for the regular people. If you ordered that, what you would do is, both of those together are one formula. And it would take
okay.
these two readings, it'll take your digital electric to triple. That's an infinity sign. This is fun. I'm glad you asked this question. It's an infinity sign with another loop, so it looks like a little three-leaf clover. It'll take your 99% general health, and I'm going to fill in all three of those loops. That means that you're beyond this little clear three-leaf clover. Your health would, cleaning up just the electric now, because you've done the whole system, it will take your health, general health, to triple 100%. So the electric has short-circuited your whole system out, but you can do this. use that digital, and it will last you a long time. So
okay.
You're going to do...
Is that something I do all the time then? Like I am the power one and two?
Once you clean up, the medallion will keep you clean. You have to remember to wear it.
Okay. Yeah, I have to redevelop that habit.
Good girl. Congratulations. Actually, we're writing a book with all of these stories in. So if when you finish this, I will update you. And then what we'll do is I will send you a certificate of completion, and I will send you the information so that you can put your story in our book. And it tells you how to write the story. How you write the story, and it tells you at the very end, now you can name your story at the end. And we have some that already, so we would love to include you in the book. I don't know what we're calling it yet,
wonderful.
But we want all of your stories in it.
Okay. I would love to provide one for you, so thank you so much.
All righty.
And
okay,
I will order the digital clear. Thank you so much,
good.
Carol, for all your work.
Okay.
And thanks, Monsef, for taking my call.
Thank you.
You
thank
bet,
Mary.
that was fun. That was a good one. Anyone else I can read?
We have Sue. She said, I'm so worried about my dog, Fawn, Fawn. Can you scan her, please? See what she needs. And my Sierra seems anemic and her eyes are infected. What is best for them? Do dogs need those medallions?
Okay. The first question was from, did you say Sue?
Yeah,
Sue.
Sue,
okay.
She asked about two of her dogs. The first one is Fawn. She didn't say what is her issue, but she's worried about her. And she asked if you can see what she needs and scan her.
Okay, and Sue, so if I understand right, Sue wants me to do a little scan for her, for Sue?
For her dog, Fawn.
Oh, her dog.
Yes.
Okay, and tell me the dog's name again.
Fawn, F-A-W-N.
F-A-W-L. Okay, the dog's health is -900. This is not good. -900. However, the vet in a bottle, mini kit, what would that do? Let me see. It would take 1, 2, 3, how many formulas are in there? I think there are 4 or 5 formulas. When she gets finished with that, the dog's health will be triple. I'm taking the little sign that so it looks like a 3-leaf clover now, and I'm going to do triple, 100%. You're going to have a healthy dog from -900 bottom to off the top, and no vet bills. Then Zach is good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. I like that one.
Beautiful.
And so that's one of the options. It's what one is that? Option 6. Good.
And she asked also about her second dog, Sierra.
Another one.
She said that Sierra seems anemic and her eyes are infected. So what is best for her?
The eyes, okay, and spell the name again.
S-I-E-R-R-A, Sierra.
Sierra, okay. And the dog's general health is -900. I wonder why, because here are two dogs that are ill to this point. I'm going to ask, is it poisons, toxins? No. Oh, I should teach our people how to do the slip test. Let's do the last couple of minutes doing that. Excuse me. Let me ask, is it infections? No. I'm doing SNAP testing. Maybe you can hear this. Okay. Is it poisons? It's not. It isn't poison, and it isn't an infection. It is, you know what it is? I'm getting it's past lives. It's past lives. And that's wild. I know the animals have past lives too. We had a dog a lady had a dog, and its back legs were very dysfunctioning, and an animal psychic said that the dog was with this person who had been a soldier in another lifetime, and the dog was really upset because it could not save this man, the master. And here the dog is back again with the master, and the dog is having trouble with its legs. So knowing that we did past lives, and pet does have past lives in it also, and the dog got well. So this is amazing. Past lives are really very important. So that both dogs, when they do this little set, both of them are going to need one of those sets. It isn't going to, they can't both work off the same one. She would have to do two vet-in-a-bottle sets. But you can save some money on those. So that would be good. That would be good. Okay. Monsef, let me just teach our people how to do, if they don't use a pendulum, and you can do finger testing, and maybe, you know, to do that is kind of strange when you're out in the grocery store or someplace and doing a medallion over the apples. I mean, a pendulum. I use my medallion sometimes. If you use it over the apples to find out which is the best apple to buy, or doing the finger test or the arm test, that's strange. However, you can snap your fingers. If you can snap your fingers, and here's what it sounds like. Your fingers are sliding off each other. That's weak. As soon as I say something strong, something good or positive, guess what? My fingers won't snap. They are sticky. They feel like they're sticking together. Now, some people have said that they can't snap their fingers, so I just discovered another way to do this. I have a glass top desk I'm sitting at. Okay, I'm going to slide my fingers across the glass top, one of my fingers. I'm using my middle finger. It doesn't matter which one. That is weak. As soon as I say something positive, whoops, I just said positive. My finger won't slide. It's sticking to the desktop, to the glass. You can do it on wood. You can do it on plastic. You can do it on anything. You can do it in the grocery store, on the handle of the cart, which you just sanitized with your little spritzer bottle comes with those three formulas. Didn't tell you that one. Yeah, this is an easy way to check things. And most of the people, I would say all of you who are sensitive and ultra sensitive, Susies, you are all have intuition. We have 100% intuition. Maybe it isn't 100% now, but when you finish the formulas, they will be 100%. And then the thing is, you don't trust your intuition. You're going to trust it because you're going to first do intuition. Ask a question with a yes or no answer, and then check your answer by sliding your finger across it or sliding it across another finger. If it slides, that's weak, and that's a no answer. If it sticks, it's a yes answer. So you just have to remember, if it slides, that's weak. If it's sticky, that's strong. And you can do this and check yourself until you trust your intuition. That's really, really important. Wow. Okay. So as long as I have done that, do I have time to do the divine intervention prayer?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And
Monsef?
Hello?
Yes,
hello, absolutely. Do you hear me? Hello? Yeah, and also I received a question about the options in case some of you they want to get more than one. So you can, if you want to get more than one, you can just contact us and we will send you a custom link. So you don't need to pay the shipping more than once. So yeah, I think she has maybe some issues with the line. So yeah. So so maybe if we can record the prayer later, so we will send it to you separately, so you can listen to it. All right, and yeah, also you can find all the options that she shared about on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Carol, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Carol, C-A-R-O-L. Or you can also click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast page or on the replay page. So yeah, with that, thank you. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us here and yeah, for your presence and cooperation with us this space. I'm sending you so much love, and I will see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.